People, what's up? How's it going, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Chima from Chima Chats Foot. Chelsea 1, Liverpool 1. That was the verdict for this afternoon's game, this morning's game, depending on where you watched it. I normally go and break down midfield, defense, attack, all that type of stuff, but I don't know if I'm going to do that today. Maybe it'll just be a constant stream of consciousness of my thoughts. Shout out to everybody who subscribed today. I met some good people. I watched this game in Virginia Beach, Virginia at Murphy's Bar, which is a really good football bar. They have a good group of guys that goes there. Powers and his boys, solid guys. My man, Chris, you know, a lot of really, really good people. So anyways, Chelsea, this game really just presented a bunch of problems for me. You know, Chelsea is the team that I enjoy playing against the least. Chelsea is the team that, for some reason, to Liverpool, it's always at a knife edge. The game is never really comfortable with Chelsea, which is like that with a lot of teams. But Chelsea, in the way that they can be very, very resolute for long periods of time, as we saw today, and they can also counterattack and be attacking. They can flip that switch in a matter of seconds and be on you as well. They're always a tough customer. And to be honest, the game started out, we were not playing great. We were not great. I think that Lukaku's very confident right now. He's playing with a head of steam. You know, they're the current Champions League holders. You know, like they should be playing confidently. They haven't lost yet. The atmosphere was back, obviously. I couldn't hear too much of the crowd, but apparently, just checking match notes from people and respected journalists, there were times the crowd was very, very good, you know. But I just thought Chelsea were the better team in that first half. I thought that Jurgen's midfield, Harvey Elliott again starting him, I was like, man, like, this is kind of bizarre, you know. Like, I get it, you know, Harvey Elliott, first two games in the season against those outfits, okay, you know, he should be able to get on the ball, have some time, and he did. But last match is not this match, and I don't know, we have Thiago there, Naby Keita there. Personally, I would have liked to see Naby Keita there. I think that this was a game where, you know, he could get into positions and press and really just give us some more dynamic option in that midfield. You know, I don't understand the Harvey Elliott start. If anything, bring him on as an impact player. You know, he's a young player. He's had a lot more minutes than he ever has at his professional level, you know. So, but I don't want to do too much and second guess that and say that's the reason that we didn't play well. Earlier in the match, you know, they end up scoring, I think it's on about 20 minutes. And set pieces are difficult to determine or to assign fault sometimes just due to the fact that, listen, man, I have no idea if Robertson should have got there closer. It was a bit of a shorter set piece. And I don't even want to say that wasn't an intentional delivery, because it could have been. But the header comes in, Kai Havertz, who, you know, I heard that he might have been possibly trying to flick it on to either the near post or maybe even the far post, which makes sense. In this case, he got the far post. But it was just like, man, now we're going down by a goal. And to be honest, we didn't necessarily look too much like scoring even before the controversial incident, right? And I'll get to that, but it really just, Chelsea's not a good team to, dating back to their days of Jose Mourinho, Chelsea were never a team that you wanted to concede early to, because if they know that you need the ball, they're not going to give it to you. You know, they're totally cool with, you know, just being a difficult team to beat for 40 straight minutes. That's how Mourinho won a lot of points and a lot of trophies. Snatch an early goal on the counter, which is basically what they did for large parts of this game. So we'll speed up to, let me just talk about Virgil van Dijk and Joel Matip very quickly. I thought that they were both really good. I thought that they were both really good. I thought that they dealt with Lukaku in the way that you could. Sometimes you get tight to him. Sometimes Matip would man mark him, you know what I mean, and free up Van Dijk to mop up everything around. He's dangerous. You know, he's a dangerous striker. He's one of the most informed strikers in Europe right now. But I like the fact that we were able to at least keep him from scoring. You know, there's certain symbolic things, I believe, in football that they matter. And him coming, him rocking up to Anfield and skinning Van Dijk and scoring, you know, would not be good for us at all. So luckily they shut him out, and it was good to kind of cool him off and let him know that, hey, man, you're back in the Premier League amongst the world's best. You know, it's not against Calgary, you know, in Serie A. You know, no offense to them, but whatever. Serie A is trash, in my opinion. But to keep him quiet, that was good for us. I guess we'll roll it up to the big incident. And I look at it and I'm like, Reece James. I told multiple Chelsea fans today. It's like, listen, if that was a Liverpool player, if that was Andy Robertson on the goal line, like, I'm also going to protest this. So I get it. Again, tribalism is what makes football good. You know, rivalry is what makes sport so real. But anyways, the ball hits your leg. That's okay. And then it hits your arm, which is in an unnatural position. Why do you think defenders put their hands behind their back? Rudiger did it maybe a couple of sequences before. Just because I don't even want this ball hitting me on accident. I don't even want this ball to hit me on accident, and maybe somebody would think that I was trying to handle this rock. Nope, not going to do it. So the penalty and the red card, which duly converted by Mo Salah, which is actually his 99th goal ever. You know, and I believe that that's like third most for any African player in the Premier League. It's pretty remarkable. 1-1, I'm like, awesome, we're looking to win. We're going to go ahead and put some pressure on. I'm liking this. They end up immediately getting like, and somebody made this point that I was listening to some other football guys talk about it. And he goes, if maybe we had 15 minutes or so after the penalty, you know, and it wasn't immediately coming up on the stroke of halftime, maybe we could have got at them some more. But you know what? I never rated Thomas Tuchel ever, and I never really did. But credit to him, you know what I mean? Like, he set them up. Jorginho was kind of just a nuisance all game long. Jorginho is the player on other teams that you just don't like, and he just did his job so well. You know, like, I've come around on saying he's not a good player, because he is, but he's just like a spoiler. You know what I mean? He's just, and it's just like that role when it doesn't benefit you. For example, like, I see why everyone else hates Luis Suarez, and heck, for a little while, you know, Liverpool fans didn't like him either. But he just did his job so well today. There was never any space for us whenever we wanted to attack. Excuse me. I believe that when we're best when we attack, when there's space, we can run in behind. At the end of the day, they sat deep and kept everything in front of them, and they did a good job of congesting the middle of the field. When it was Conte and Jorginho on the same pitch, that's a difficult and unpleasant. Those are rough waters to navigate through. Firmino picks up an injury. He doesn't really blow the doors off. You know, he doesn't really play really well. He gets, well, he didn't really. So if he was carrying an injury, you know, he gets subbed off around the 35th minute, you know. Could be a little bit later than that. I think it's the 43rd, I mean, right before halftime. But he gets subbed off, and I'm like, okay. Immediately, Diogo Jota comes on, and we're able to get some attacking impetus. And in my opinion, that's just Diogo Jota saying, listen, Jurgen, I got to start from now on. You know, like, I have to start from now on. And whenever I come on, goals are being scored. I'm assisting them, or I'm scoring them, or I'm affecting play to result in them. But I have to hand it to Chelsea. They did what Chelsea, you know, could do. Get one goal up, and guess what? Once they got that red card, they didn't do anything but say, we're going to play for a point. That's it. Azpilicueta was everywhere. You know what I mean? He was just everywhere doing what he had to do. Conte, before he got subbed off, was, I mean, everywhere. I thought Fabinho, it was very clear that it was Fabinho's first game back. Could anybody else see that? It was so clear that, because Fabinho is the type of player, he takes about 3 games to get all the way to his preferred conditioning level and maybe understanding of what's going on. He was not, the way that he played the last time we played Chelsea and we beat them, he was into Conte, not allowing him to receive it cleanly. You know what I mean? He was pressing Jorginho when Jorginho had the ball. He also acted as our spoiler to a certain degree, but we didn't have much control in the midfield this game. You know, it for large parts of the first half, especially, Chelsea just poured in wave over the wave after of attack. I mean, Lukaku had some opportunities now. It's not as if he was absolutely negated out of the game. He's a world-class player. He can't do that. But, yeah, man, they definitely could have won that game. But a point, if you would have asked everyone about a point at the beginning of the game, everybody would say, you know, Chelsea, you know, very good team early in the season, get a point and leave. I'll take that for the game. But, of course, it's always the manner in which the point unfolds. You know what I mean? It's how you came about that point. Did you lose that point and have to settle for that point? Or are you happy to get that point? And Chelsea immediately went into this, like, phalanx-type shell. And they absolutely just were not about to concede for any reason. Any reason at all. And they let you know that. They absolutely were. Rudiger, you know, he's snapping at his tackles. And when they needed control in that, like, shortened pitch, they bring on Kovacic, who I've always thought is a good player. It's really hard to take the ball from him. And he almost 8 times out of 10 will find the right pass. You know, so he's very, it's hard to press him. I'm wondering, I'm like, all right, well, Jurgen, we need to get Thiago on the pitch. Thiago came on the pitch about what, with the 10 minutes it seemed like to go. And again, and I'm like, Naby Keita, unless, God forbid, knock on wood, unless Naby Keita is not fit, or there's a concern about maybe overplaying him would affect his fitness. I don't know what it could be. Anything that it could be, I really just hope that it's none of them. I know that might not have flowed as properly as I wanted it to, but I hope he's fit, just generally for the person, and also because I think that in games like this, we could use his skill set. You know, his just, because I think he would have been offered a much more combative midfield. I thought Henderson was outrageously off the pace today. And I had to do the thing where I have to extol the virtues of Jordan Henderson, how he's a good footballer if you just watched him more. And that's the truth. If you don't think he's good, I get it, man. But if no one on your team has won what he's won, then just don't say anything. And that's most teams. I had to ask him. I said, all right, so why do managers keep picking him then? If he's this bad, like, what does he do? You know, but anyways, he didn't do anything today. He made their case so clear. There's the opportunity where in the first half we're actually playing good football. They lay it back to Trent. Trent coming on, gets a 40-yard cross deep to the opposite side of the field. Henderson is the one on the end of it. And I believe he's trying to square it across for the runners that are coming, but he just ends up spooning it out of bounds. And it's just like, man, I understand that was a tough chance, but guess what? How big would it be for your captain at home to have a nice bit of skill? And the truth is, I think he labored a bit to get to the ball, you know? So maybe if he gets there a little bit earlier, he's able to get more of his body on it. And maybe I'm also splitting hairs, right? But that's what we do here at Chima Chat's Foot. That's what we're here to do, people. We need to analyze what's going on here. You get what I'm saying? So anyways, I don't know. I just felt like that was an opportunity. There were several opportunities where I just think he got passed around a little bit too easily. Their midfield is very mobile. At one point, like I said, it was Jorginho, Conte, Just all people who knew how to link up, and Mason Mount was dropping in there, you know, just all tricky customers. You know what I mean? Like, Chelsea are not an easy outfit to play against. They never, ever have been. Every match against Chelsea is tough. I have a bunch of friends who are Chelsea fans. So, well, not a bunch. I have like two or three, but they constitute a bunch for me. But, we just really couldn't break them down, you know, and credit to Chelsea. They played incredible. Their defending was, you know, really, really. I mean, Edouard Mendy is. I didn't recognize this kind of timid looking keeper when he first came, but this guy is a really good player. You know, everything chest up he got. You know, maybe the way to beat him is you have to hit the corners. You know, if you grew up playing football, they would teach you to shoot the corners. But anyways, he looked imperious. He looked like somebody who wasn't about to get scored on. You know? I saw it and I believed it. You know, he absolutely was just really good. His kicking is very suspect. His kicking is very suspect, though. That's the one part of his game that is just not very good. He kicks the ball almost like with a bit of a reckless abandon that I'm not a fan of. I need Jurgen to look at it and say, okay, why did I not consider Oxlade-Chamberlain? Minamino, for crying out loud, what do you want from this guy? You send him out of Southampton, he gets a couple goals, couple assists, and I think that they were trying to keep him. Liverpool's like, nah, he's coming back. When does he get to play? Because to be honest, he's a different style of player. And it's almost like my two main criticisms with Jurgen, and these are going to pop up, people. If you rock with me, trust me, these are going to pop up. You're going to hear me say, Jurgen waits to make subs too late, / change the game plan too late. And the second one is, he's loyal to certain players to a fault. He plays certain players through anything, you know. For all the good qualities that he has, those are two things that are exhibited here. Minamino, he can play, man. You know, we just sold Jordan Shaqiri. That's another person off the bench. I really hope we're readying a bid because we need an extra attacker. You know, we need another Jota, somebody who can do that again. We need more players than that, but we'll take that first, because if Firmino's out for any extended point in time, Diogo Jota, who also is just coming off a couple pretty significant injuries in the past 6 months, it starts to not look great. But I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole. At the end of the day, it's a point shared. But if you have title aspirations and you consider yourself a winner, somebody who gets a dub, you absolutely need to beat 10-man Chelsea at home when you have about 50 minutes to do so. You need to make the subs. You need to finish the chances. Sadio Mane, we got to talk about Sadio Mane. Like, Sadio Mane is like every single play he's running into Azpilicueta falling on the ground trying to get a foul. It's bizarre. It was just like, we need you. And that's the thing, when Chelsea did a good job of not giving us any space, so if your man don't have any space, you can't run at us, is basically what it was. So we'll sit back and we'll only try and hit you on the counter. Some of Chelsea's counterattacks, I mean, you think about all the times players were racing in on our goal and it took like a good bit of defending from Alisson or Van Dijk or Matip or Robertson, and we ended up kind of smuggling it out of there. Chelsea's counterattacks were on point, you know, so it wasn't as if something goes differently, one of those scores, and now we're talking about a really bad result. Because it's, you know, who knows if we couldn't break them down when we needed a goal, then who knows what if it was 2-1, one of those opportunities was converted, one of those counterattacks was converted, and now you lost to a 10-man Chelsea team at home 2-1. And that, my friends, that makes for bad reading. It makes for bad reading. And I think that Thomas Tuchel is a better manager than I gave him credit for. I don't care for Chelsea. I never have. But apparently Thomas Tuchel, aka the string bean in a suit, apparently he's a better manager than I gave him credit for, you know. But I can't hate too much. I believe we're still third in the league, 7 points. We wanted 9. We got 7. About 20 minutes, I'll love you and leave you here. I'll come back with some more deeper thoughts on this game. I wanted to get my first 20 on it. This is Chima from Chima Chance Foot, kicking that knowledge. You know, this is like from an ancient scroll, you know what I mean? You blow this off and it's like, oh, wow, this language from 10,000 years ago, you know? So you're getting there right here. You and I, it's the culture. Anyways, be good to yourselves. Be good to one another. We'll talk soon. Peace.